I don't know. I'm just happy we won this one. To be honest, I'm just happy we won this one. Absolutely. I believed it the whole time. Everyone thought I was crazy, some of the things I was saying. But I just praise God, man, that we kept our head down and kept working. You know, we are not a two and whatever team when you watch us practice and work. Obviously, our record is what it is, and that's who we are. But our mindset isn't like that. We haven't turned on each other. No one's pointed a finger. We stayed together how a team is supposed to. And we just, you know, you got to give the coaches a lot of credit for that. Coach Sperano had us believing, and we came out here and fought, you know, for him, and it was good. It shows that what we're doing, you know, the way we're doing things as a team is the right thing.
A couple more for Derek. Is your confidence
slowly
escalating? I know you're always confident.
Yeah.
A game like Kansas City.
Yeah.
Have another solid game against an excellent defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, too, you know, a lot of it has to do with, I would say, confidence in everything that's going on. You know, myself, I'm always very confident. You know, you could put 12 guys in here and say, get out of the room, and I'm pretty confident that I'll get out. You know, kind of a thing. Where we're growing and how we've grown, that's huge. That's huge for our team's confidence. We see, oh, wow, when we do it the right way, when we do certain things the right way, it works. And then, then it's good for our coaches because they said, hey, you did it right this time. Now let's build on it. And you keep stacking those things. And that's how we build confidence. You go out there and do it against, I mean, they're a great defense, obviously. They're a really good defense. They're not very fun to play. You know, they're physical. You know, they're a good team. And so you got to take your hats off to them. But I was just, our confidence as a whole is growing because we're doing things the right way. Yeah, constantly training on it. Yes, there was a time in practice this week where I didn't do it the right way, and Coach Flip was hard on me, as he always is, which is great. And he said, hey, you need to look him off so you don't get your guy killed or you don't throw a pick or things like that. And, you know, just having that constant reminder from Ole and Flip's on me every day about it, making sure I'm doing things the right way, and also not doing it too much. You know, you try and overdo it, then you'll be late to the throw. So there's a fine line that they do a great job of training me, Ole and Flip, and I just try and listen to them the best I can, and and when it happens in the game, I'm like, oh wow, exactly what they just told me worked, you know, and I was like, oh, it's pretty nice.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you.